Hi, yes. Good evening, everyone. At this time, we would like to administer the oath to the elected board members.
That's you, kiddo, up there in front of her desk.
Okay, so raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Lauren Slattery.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of board trustee.
The duties of board trustee.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. And if you could sign. Okay, and at this time we would like to administer the oath to our student board members. State your name.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of student board member.
The duties of student board member.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Okay, congratulations. And if you could just sign.
Okay, at this point, we need the election of a temporary chairperson. I need a motion, please. Dorothy, who nominating?
Nominating Bill Coggan.
I need a second. Laura, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Bill. You got it.
Thank you. The moment I've been waiting for. At this time, we would like to accept nominations for the board president.
I'd like to nominate Laura Slattery.
No.
We need a second. Thank you. Second by Mike Matlack.
All right. Can we get a vote on the acceptance of Laura Slattery as board president? All opposed? Carries. Laura, you're now president.
Congratulations, Laura. You want to do it?
Yes.
You got it. So you okay. Just do the vice president now.
Okay.
Ask for nomination.
I would like to ask for nominations for vice president of the Board of Education. Mike?
I'd like to nominate Dorothy Roberts.
A second?
Second.
Tony? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Congratulations, Dorothy.
Okay.
Laura, do you want to do the oath for both of you?
Okay, thank you, Allison.
Okay, I'm gonna move over. You can move over one if you want, okay?
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of President, Vice President.
The duties of President.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll do that. Perfect.
Laura?
Yes.
You got it. See how quick I moved?
That was quick.
Come right over here. So much easier. It's light.
Don't copy off me.
Before we begin, Mrs. Slattery, would it be all right if I read a statement?
Go right ahead.
Okay. This statement I usually read at every reorg meeting. I am an employee of the Port Jefferson Sporting Goods, an entity which has entered into contracts with the district. I do not now nor ever have received any monetary benefit from my employer's contracts with the district. I am an hourly employee in the security division of Port Jefferson Sporting Goods. I do not receive commissions or sales, nor do I have anything to do with procurement, preparation, or performance of school district contracts in Sachem. The Office of the State Controller has stated that under such circumstances, as a board member, I would not have a prohibited interest in the contracts between school district and Port Jefferson Sporting Goods. The Controller has recommended that I make this entry into the minutes annually at the reorg meeting to help maintain openness and public confidence in the school district. I am glad to comply with that recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Falco. Appointment of officers, 4.1. Motion to accept District Clerk of the Board of Education. Mike, do I have a second? Tony? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Allison, do you want me to administer the oath?
Sure.
Do I come to you?
I'll come to you.
Okay. I state your name.
I, Allison Florio.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New York.
Of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of district clerk.
The duties of district clerk.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Okay, congratulations, Allison.
Congratulations.
Four point two, motion to accept district treasurer.
Motion.
Tony, second. Bill, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Motion to 4.3, motion to accept deputy treasurer. Motion, please. Meredith, second. Sarah, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Other appointments? Consent agenda for appointments 5.1 through 5.18. Motion, please. Mike, second. Sarah, any questions? You're kidding?
Welcome,
Laura. Dorothy, go right ahead.
So I have a question about 5.14. So that could be for Dr. Graham or John. It's the renewal of JLL. Correct for
5.4 is capital market advisors.
5.14.
Oh, 5.1.
Am I on the wrong page?
Yeah.
Have you not gotten there yet?
Is that your copy from that you had at home?
We changed.
Look at the copy in the folder there. You want a question on the JLL agreement?
Oh, so you guys changed. It's different than the draft.
It moved four items into.
There were four items that were initially in the draft that were in Section 4 that have been moved to the consent of Section 5.
All right, so I'll wait then. It isn't.
No, this is where you want to be, right?
Yeah, it's in 514, but maybe we didn't get there yet.
I know which item you're looking for. I just want to look for it myself.
It's the
JLL agreement.
It's page 13.
We didn't get there yet.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back.
Thanks for confusing me on my first meeting, Dorothy. We had a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you very much.
Going to page 8, authorizations, consent agenda for authorization 6.1 through 6.4. Motion, please. Bill, second. Mike, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're now going to page 10. Designations. Consent agenda for designations 7.1 through 7.2. Motion, please. Meredith, second. Bill, any questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're now on bonding of personnel. Consent agenda for bonding of personnel, items 8.1A through 8.1K. Motion, please. Bill, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're now going to page 12. Policies and committees. Consent agenda for policy and committee, items 9.1 through 9.23. May I please have a motion? Dorothy, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. And that brings us to the end of the reorg meeting. We will now go on to the agenda for our regular meeting. And I'll turn it over to Dr. Graham for the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Ms. Slattery. So just a quick update. There are a lot of things taking place and going on throughout the schools right now. We do have our summer programs. We have the CESE program. Ms. Aletta is here. I was over checking in on the program, and everybody looked really happy, I think, as they seem to always do under your guidance over there. So thank you. The program's going very well. Summer enrichment, which is hosted by Scope this year for the first time, and Ms. Hines and I went over and visited that program, and there's a tremendous interest. We see enrollment that's up from years past here. And we have an ENL, English as a New Language Learner program over the summer as well. So we do have tons of programs in addition to, you know, many activities that are going on through the school district, including renovation of the North Pool locker room. You may recall that in 16 for the 17-18 budget, the community had approved a project to renovate the North Pool locker room to be ADA compliant, and that work is now taking place. We had the East Staircase as well, that was authorized as a part of the 17-18 budget, and that project is just about coming to close. And we have desks, cafeteria tables, computers, and painting taking place all throughout the school district. So we're very excited for opening, and I know for many of you, opening of school seems a long way away, but it'll be here before we know it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. We'll move to approval of the minutes. Can I please have a motion? Dorothy, second. Meredith, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Visitors, do we have any visitors, yeah. Allison?
I didn't get a chance to sign up. I just want to say make a comment.
Oh, come on up, Sal.
Good evening. So glad to be back. I wanted to make a comment which sometimes gets overlooked, and a lot of people see these two young people here, and we know very little about them. I think it warrants that they are being honored to be on this board because of the fact that 10 years ago, we went through a process of actually having an election that had to be approved by the voters that we could have two fine students like this every year to be part of the process of Board of Education. I want to congratulate Abrosino and Ms. Bowman. I don't know what schools you come from, but whoever you are, which schools did you come from, Nicholas?
North.
And that's Mrs. Trombetta? Are you from East, Ms. Santinelli? Well, congratulations. And I think that if they have a chance to ever talk about themselves as to how they feel about being here to the public, I think it enhances the fact that this is a community that's not very common in Suffolk County or Nassau County, where two young people from high school, and they have a task to go back to the schools and keep the schools informed. And the more zealous they do the job, the more likely there's going to be more interest in the political process that we call the Board of Education. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sal, and I'm glad you're feeling better, and welcome back. Business items, bid awards, 3A1, bid award number one. May I please have a motion? Sarah, may I please have a second? Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 3A2, bid award number two. May I please have a motion? Bill, second. Meredith, any questions? All in favor?
Abstain.
Okay. One abstention, Tony. Opposed? None. Motion is carried. Personnel items. Consent agenda for personnel items 4A1 through 4A20. May I please have a motion? Mike, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're now on page 9. Consent agenda for personnel items 4B1 through 4B7. May I please have a motion?
Motion.
Tony, second. Mike, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're now on page 12, 4C1. Approval of SSA, Sachem Supervisors Association side letter agreement. May I please have a motion? Bill, second. Mike, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're now on action items. Consent agenda for action items 511 through 5120. May I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Tony, any questions? Dorothy.
So this was the question of 514. It's the renewal agreement with JLL. So basically, and I didn't get a chance to look through the entire agreement. So was there any stipulation or anything in there as far as them giving us quarterly reports or monthly reports? Was anything in there?
This is not a new agreement. The terms of the initial agreement were for a two-year period. So it expired on June 30th, 2018, and then within that agreement, there was an opportunity for two additional single-year renewals.
Right.
So this would be the first of those two renewals. There's not something in the agreement that stipulates a quarterly report, but you have seen updates, I think, from JLL, not quarterly, but every several months, something like that. So there's not a stipulation that says how frequently the updates are.
So there's nothing that we could do in this agreement to ask them to give us, because I know in the past I brought this up as far as getting either monthly reports, quarterly reports, activity reports, as far as who's looking at the property, how they're marketing it, just some type of updates.
There's nothing prohibiting you from making that request of them, and I'm sure they'd comply with that.
Okay, so
absolutely. There's nothing in there that prohibits you from doing that. So we could absolutely make that request on your behalf, and they will, I'm certain, comply with that demand.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be anything, Chris, in this contract?
It doesn't. It's part of their overall package of services. But, again, anytime you want that information, we'll get that from them. We'll get that report. We'll make that demand. We'll make it in writing, and I'm sure that valuing the district's business as they do, they will respond, and we'll make sure of that.
Okay. Thank you.
And if Dorothy, you've got that problem, call me, and I'll help you with that, okay? And
any other questions,
yeah,
Mike?
And just for clarification, I think we're only down to one property that they're really working on, right? The others are all accounted for?
Gate Lot and Union one. Avenue.
Well, Union, we yeah. have them.
There was a provision within the contract, the initial agreement, that should there be a sale of a property, that that agreement is also outlined within that contract. So you'd notice outside of Union, the JLL signs are still there. So they are showing the property, although there hasn't been a lot of activity on either Gate Lot or Union in a little bit of time.
Okay, any other questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. We're now on page 19, consent agenda for items 521 through 523. Motion, please. Mike, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Policy review. I'll let Dorothy answer the phone first. 531, policy review, first reading. There is no action required on this. Are there any questions?
If you, Ms. Slattery, if you don't mind, I'll just give a little bit of insight into those two policies, both 8505 and 8520 are existing policies. And these are revisions based on changes in law. And so the board will have an opportunity to see these policies again at the next board meeting. So that would be the second reading and hopefully the adoption at the same time. So if there are any questions on that policy that come up after you read them again, then I would encourage you to just send them my way, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Graham. And then we're now on recommendations from the Committee on Special Education. 541, may I please have a motion? Sarah, second. Meredith, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports. Determination from the Committee on Preschool Special Education. And then we're on Board of Education committees. Do we have anybody from any of our committees that would like to give an update?
I can give you a quick. As far as the audit committee, they're going to be doing some work right over the summer. We're starting in August. And then we'll get a report from them, I believe, around October.
Yeah, the internal audit is going on now. It stretches from the beginning of July all the way through, I think, the 24th or 25th. And next week, the external auditors will be here to start off their year-end close. And they'll be here, you know, on and off through the end of August. They'll close the books in September. And then in October, they'll be here to do a presentation to the board.
Right.
Any other updates to the board?
With regard to the policy committee hasn't been active for the summer months, although the board did take time to review the facilities use policy over the course of the spring. And so we will be sending home a draft of that policy to the board this week. And then additionally, the code of conduct is a policy that we had hoped to really tackle last year as well. And Dr. Morrow has been working with a group of people who now have a version of that policy, and we hope to share something with the board on that policy as well. And then the board would have an opportunity to weigh in on that policy moving forward. So we hope to be sending drafts of those policies to the board this week.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. Does anyone have any future agenda items? Okay, Dorothy.
In the first reorg, as far as on page 17, there was on 911, there was the approval of district vehicles. So I know that we have had some discussions before about that. And so did we do anything? And in the past, we've had, not only on this, but other vehicles, we've had the tracking system on the vehicles. I know that we had it on the buses. We took it off the buses. We had it on other vehicles. We took it off. So at this point, do we have any type of tracking system on any of the vehicles, John?
Currently, no, but I'm actually looking into adding them back onto all facilities vehicles.
Okay.
I didn't really see the need necessarily for the buses unless the board wants me to explore that, but any vehicle that travels around the district, if a vehicle is located on a property and doesn't leave the property, I wouldn't attach it to that. Security vehicles I wasn't necessarily doing on either, but grounds, maintenance facilities, those vehicles, I'm looking into another vendor that we could add those on.
Okay, so we are looking at doing that then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think one of the things you'll also notice is that as you look at the district's fleet of vehicles for maintenance, for security, for facilities, you'll see that one of the things Mr. O'Keefe did was put some nice labeling on all of the vehicles now. So it's they're all very clearly marked cars that are driving around the district, and they have the nice Sachem logo, and then right under that is a designation of what department they are used within.
All right, thank you. Any other
question?
Yes.
I see we have listed here our next meeting is August 1st. Is that the last meeting prior to opening of school?
No, there's another meeting later in August as well. I can get you the date. It's on the agenda.
August
23rd?
23rd, I think.
My question is, too, is Dr. Graham, is August 1st 22nd. Needed?
29th. August 1st and August 29th.
Right. Again, is August 1st needed? Is that a meeting that's necessary?
That would be an absolutely critical meeting to district operations, both filling teaching vacancies and other vacancies that exist, and then purchasing and another a number of business items that will have to take place at that meeting.
Okay, and again, the second meeting is August
29th. Yeah, August 29th, and then that meeting is for any of those items that are critical for the opening of school that don't get captured in that August 1st meeting, then we're able to capture them at the 29th before school opens as well.
All right, thank you. Does anybody have anything else? We will not be having an executive session tonight, so I will need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Dorothy, second. Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you, everybody.